Message 3 was received at 2:50 a.m. today.
Hey, it's Mickey. Last week in the Rock the Vote debate on CNN, somebody asked Senator Kerry a question about baseball.
Slate's Mickey Kouse left us this audio blog.
At least it seemed to be about baseball. It asked if he was manager of the Red Sox and his star pitcher has to stay in the game in the ninth inning and but seemed to be tiring, what would he do? Would he take him out or would he leave him in? Kerry sort of blew off the question and used it to show he was a down-to-earth guy and a Red Sox fan. But I think the question was really intended as a profound metaphor for the entire 2004 presidential campaign. Stick with me a minute. To most voters, Bush has not done a terrible job, nor is he a bad guy. He responded effectively to 9/11. He waged a war in Afghanistan that most people support. He passed an education bill. He passed a tax cut, which put a lot of stimulus into the economy that helped fight the recession. But now, with a victory in sight, he seems to be getting into a jam in Iraq. We need foreign assistance to help us out, but he seems to have alienated all our potential allies. And in general, his administration is getting a little tired. Karen Hughes has left. He doesn't seem to have all that much to say about domestic policy. So you get the idea. He is Pedro Martinez. He wants to stay in the game. He wants to finish the job. In 2004, the voters will be the Boston Red Sox manager, and they have to decide whether to keep him or to thank him, take the baseball, send him to the showers with a round of applause, and bring on a new president. The beauty of the Martinez metaphor for the Democrats is that it doesn't require voters to repudiate Bush, to hate Bush, or to say that the wrong guy was elected in 2000. We can applaud Bush and take the baseball and send him to the showers. The problem is that the Democrats, of course, will never adopt this mild strategy because they do hate Bush. They want him chased from the field, and they're competing with each other for who's the most rabid fan who's going to chase him from the field. Howard Dean's winning this contest because he's taken off his shirt, wrapped it around his head, climbed the railing, and he's charging the mound. But he'll soon be escorted off the field. Okay, I'll stop with this metaphor. I think it's a good one, though. Actually, I won't stop. Pedro Martinez, if you remember, hurled the elderly, beloved Don Zimmer of the New York Yankees to the ground during a melee in Game 3. It's a metaphor for Medicare, obviously. Bush's market-driven reforms are going to treat America's seniors the way Martinez. I'm running over, but this metaphor is like a Nabokovian magic box of meaning. It's endless. Maybe Jim Jordan is Pedro Martinez, or Kerry himself is Pedro Martinez. See ya.
You may delete this message, save it, or replay it. To delete, push delete or 6.
The thoughts of Slate's late night blogger, Mickey Kouse.